All right, it's 4:36. Let's switch gears right now, and let's go to the KRDO Newsline and pace ourselves as we visit with Lisa Pace. Oh, there was a pun intended there, Lisa. I apologize. Senior Water Conservation Specialist with the City of Colorado Springs. And Lisa, thanks for the time. Spring has officially arrived. We know a lot of people are starting to plan their gardening and landscaping, but it's not quite yet time to plant, right?
Yeah, I would hold off on planning, especially with the weather forecast of this weekend.
Yes.
We're still going to get some cold nights, so it's a little too quick to pull that trigger.
So even though we may not be planting anytime soon, for at least over the next week or a couple of weeks, we can now start to prepare our lawns for spring. So what are some of the ways that we can prepare the lawns for a really bright green and, you know, boisterous, not boisterous because the lawns don't yell, but how can we prepare those lawns to be green as possible?
Yeah, the two best things you can do to prepare your lawn is to aerate and fertilize. And when you aerate, you want to make sure that the ground is moist. So whether it be that it snowed or rained recently, or maybe you winter watered, just make sure it's moist so you can get a deep plug. And that plug is going to allow those roots to go deeper and water to infiltrate into the ground, which will help you save water in the long run, and it'll help it green up faster. And then with fertilizer, you want to make sure you're using a balanced fertilizer. So when you look at the bag, it should have numbers that are like 10, 10, 10, or three numbers that are pretty equal to each other. That way, you're really supporting good plant health without pushing it to grow too quickly.
I know if people are like me, we plant our various plants out there, and some of them die instantly. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. What is the best way to get our plants to have the best shot this season?
Yeah, so spring is a very important time to kind of get your plants refreshed for the year. So right now is when you want to be pruning back your perennials and ornamental grasses. You want to prune them back as close to the ground as you can, or if they've got some green already, prune just above it. This will make sure that new growth comes through and that your landscape looks good. Those are the things you want to be doing right now before you go purchase those new plants. Start with that and your plants won't die on you.
Excellent. And, you know, we are still going to, as you mentioned, we're still going to get some pretty chilly temperatures. What's the best way to water this time of year?
So right now it's still too early to turn your irrigation system.
Okay.
So what you want to do instead is drag that hose out there, attach a sprinkler to it, and water your lawn and really all of your landscape about a half inch.
Okay.
If you're not sure how long that takes, put like a tuna can or some type of disposable container with straight sides out there. And when you get a half inch of water in the bottom, you've done a good job.
That's excellent. And you've given a lot of great information. And by the way, if you've missed any of this, you can go back to our podcast page at KRDO.com and relive it. But you also offer customers more information on how they can make everything they do gardening-wise even better.
We do. We have classes. We have spring classes that are about to start, things like replacing your turf grass or how to install a prairie landscape. And if you can't make those classes in person, we actually have webinars available. So everything from irrigation efficiency to how to water your yard, it's all there at your fingertips at csu.org.
Lisa, you paced yourself so well today. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. You've been fun, and you're welcome all the way through spring and summer to come back on KRDO's Afternoon News. We really appreciate it.
All right, Dan, thank you. I would love to come back. We've got plenty of information to share.
Sounds great. Thank you again.